stories about the government shutdown over building a wall between our frightened citizens and the zombie apocalypse moving north out of the other Americas. Too much, too often, too damn hard to take. If so, the news that the Chinese had landed a spaceship on the back side of the moon must have been either heartening, or a relief, or possibly just a precursor to a lunar wall to keep the Chinese on their side of the moon. And if that wasn't interesting enough for the world weary, NASA's New Horizons space probe photographed Ultima Thule, a 10-mile chunk of ancient something or another, while rocketing by it a mere 35,000 miles per hour. A feat of engineering I'm not even going to try to describe. This is a speck of matter a mere 1 billion miles beyond Pluto. Wrap your mind around that instead of gnashing your teeth over Trump's latest tweet. There will be those, of course, who ask why we would spend our hard-earned tax dollars on flinging a satellite out into the Kuiper Belt. Can't mine many minerals on Ultima Thule. Probably couldn't sell condominiums out there or even build a Trump Tower. Doubt if you could grow tomatoes in that soil. I mean, what earthly good is this adventure? Ah, sure, it gives a few engineers some employment, but what about taking care of poverty here on Terra Firma? We could have built a wall between us and Mexico, plus one between us and those Canadians with the money NASA spent to shoot a Sputnik past Pluto. I get it. Folks probably said the same thing to Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand when they bankrolled Columbus. The English, the French, and the Portuguese had all turned Christopher down before Spain threw the dice. Why send expensive ships out to the edge of a world where they'd slide right off the face of the earth? You kidding me? We got problems right here in River City, pal. Good money, right down the vortex. But, before you start another Tea Party rebellion, let me say, it has been a welcome diversion from our earthbound impasses to watch our government, and the Chinese too, engaged in a grand adventure beyond the limits of my own meager imagination. Heartening is what it is, to cheer the success of a team of dedicated scientists and engineers. Far greater in my mind than cheering for a football team or an American Idol finalist. This is what government is capable of, you ask me, daring to go boldly where no one has gone before. Frankly, given the state of our politics these dark days, I can use all the inspiration I can get.